Content is king, we always say, but good content is king. There's a lot of unknowns in the industry.
Has anybody ever thought of just like sending a TikTok instead of a meeting?
It's been a packed time since we last spoke.
Lauren, welcome back to Boss.
Hi, Allie. So glad to be here.
I'm excited to welcome back for the first time ever because I've never had a guest come on Boss twice, which is crazy. TikTok's head of partnerships, Lauren Birnbaum. Lauren was one of my early guests. Her episode quickly became one of our top downloads. Lauren joined TikTok as the third employee in New York and the 10th in the US, all while interviewing at nearly 8 months pregnant. I can't believe that story still. And she was the first guest I've ever invited back for a second round. And here we are. Should we go deeper?
Let's do it.
Here we go. Lauren, give me a recap of your current role and anything relevant since the last time that we spoke.
It's been about 2 years in this role, just hit that 2-year mark, which is exciting. Our team has grown. There's a huge focus within the organization and industry to really diversify advertising, especially media dollars. So we've seen a lot more experiential programs, a lot more live streams, trying to make different events and moments accessible to everyone on the platform. It's been a packed time since we last spoke.
We actually happen to be neighbors, not like right next door neighbors, but within a 3 minute car ride type neighbors.
It's one of those things where they say once you know who someone is, you start seeing them all the time. It's been so nice to bump into you.
I love that so much. And because you haven't been on in a bit, tell me your title and why you came on Boss or decided to come back.
Yeah, so Lauren Birnbaum, I lead partnership solutions at TikTok. My role is all about creating different cultural moments that matter to our advertisers and our audience and making them TikTokified. So leaning into those moments and really trying to change the experience and diversify it. I wanted to come back on Boss because I loved our first conversation. And I think it's so important to share your story and inspire others. I think, especially during this time where there's a lot of unknowns in the industry, as well as from a macro perspective.
I love that. Okay, try to complete these sentences. Sales is.
Sales is connection through communication,
Marketing is.
marketing is explaining the ins and outs of products and services in a way that is easy and understandable.
Thought leadership is.
Thought leadership is inspiring and providing visions for others to follow and understand.
And finally, success. Is.
Success is completing a program or a task and just feeling satisfied with a smile on your face, feeling happy to go into your office, feeling complete.
What are the things you wish you would have known earlier?
I think preparation is so key, but not always done in the right way. So not just preparing for what you want to communicate, but really preparing for what the misconceptions could be, where the conversation could get derailed, where there could be concerns. I think a lot of times professionals focus on perfecting every word of their communication and their deck, and they don't realize that this should be an interactive meeting and conversation. And so, really kind of focusing on the preparation of what could go wrong, but also where will the conversation go?
I think that's smart. Listening to feedback, knowing how to kind of pivot in the moment.
The second piece of advice is people are people. I think early in your career, you start to put crowns and put people on pedestals. And at the end of the day, if you can connect with anyone at any level, that's where you're going to really be able to communicate effectively and create that connection.
Yeah, people are people. Like if you at TikTok could teach every professional just one lesson. What would it be?
I think content is king, we always say, but good content is king. So what happens a lot is a lot of brands will perfect their content, and they still do this, even with creators. I've had situations where I won't name advertisers, but they've asked creators to do things that the creators don't feel comfortable with. There was one situation where an advertiser wanted to do a back to school campaign, and they asked a creator to say, "I can't wait to go back to school." That was the one line. They said, "You can do whatever you want, showcase this item, but say this line." And the creator said, "No, I'm not comfortable with saying I'm excited to go back to school because I've actually dropped out of school. And I
Oh.
love your brand and I love the back to school season, but for my brand, I can't say that. Just understanding if you want to use this creator, you need to lean into what they're comfortable with and knowing their audience. And it was a big back and forth, and they ended up losing that creator. It was just really eye-opening to see. You have to really let go of the reins and let them create based off of your brief. And it's okay if it's a little bit off, as long as it's within brand guidelines and brand safe. We've had this situation a lot where brands are very hesitant to leverage creators and let go of the reins of their brand and ensuring it's not going to be picture perfect, but it actually is going to perform better. And there's an opportunity to create so much more content if you have that freedom versus the strict guidelines of editing.
If you're going to go do something on TikTok, on a bunch of different platforms, especially with creators, you have to lean into that risk or you're not going to get the reward. And you need to lean into that risk or you just shouldn't hit go, in my opinion, to begin with.
Exactly. It's the content that goes viral is never the most innovative content. It's very timely, very funny. We've had food brands create content where you don't even know it's an ad because you're just laughing. You're just excited by what the creator is doing, whether it's a face on a burrito, whether it's flipping a product in the air, just something that's topical, funny, relatable. That's what's going to perform the best. That's what's going to go viral. And that's the tough part of the secret, because brands don't want to lean into that. It's very scary space, but that actually is the content that performs the best and resonates for the favorability of their brands.
Yes. Very tactically, what does a day in your work life at TikTok look like?
Definitely depends on the day. Every day is different, which is something I really enjoy about the company. We're very meeting heavy. Our meetings are fun. We're in the office 3 days a week. I typically meet with all different cross-functional teams, our operations teams, our creator teams, marketing, finance. I'm always working with our editorial user side to understand what are the new trends, what are the things that they're focusing on, and then third-party partners and vendors. How can we create where there's white space and create a really unique opportunity for our advertisers and users? We're currently working on something called the TikTok Awards. The idea is how do we flip the red carpet on its head and create a really innovative award show for the next generation digitally?
Has anybody ever thought of just like sending a TikTok instead of a meeting? Like send a 30-second TikTok that replaces the 30-minute meeting.
That's a great idea. It's funny, when I worked at Snapchat, we would send all of our meeting requests via Snap. And so all of our clients had to go on Snap. It was the best way for them to actually experience it.
What is the biggest myth about TikTok that you'd like to bust?
So the biggest myth is that TikTok is for teenagers. Our average age in the US is actually 30 and aging up. And what we've seen is within the last year to year and a half, a lot of millennials come on, and we're seeing mom talk, dad talk, a handful of really aged up categories trending. And it's a great source of information, inspiration, and definitely entertainment, a little bit of a comic relief throughout your day.
Amazing. I imagine people are watching the news and have seen the news on TikTok. My fingers are crossed. Repeat after me. You're watching Boss with Ali Levitan.
You're watching Boss with Ali Levitan.
What's your biggest prediction for 2025? Or what do you think people will be talking about in 2025?
I think in 2025, we're going to see a new resurgence of experiential. We're starting to see that when it comes to concerts and music, but I think we're going to see it to a larger extent. Digital, as we can see with the various news, I think is going to start to pull back, and people are going to really crave that human connection. And we're going to see all different types of events really surging and experientials come back in a bigger way than ever.
Yeah. I mean, I already see it, people kind of gravitating more towards in real life and wanting to have coffees and hug.
And I do think in 2025, most organizations, unfortunately or unfortunately, are going to go back to 5 days a week. That's what I've been hearing with a lot of large organizations. And I think the smaller ones are going to follow suit.
Yeah, that bothers me. That I can talk about on Boss or on my own, feed for a while, just because pre-COVID, I was working one day a week from home when I was at Viacom, and I was working 2 to 3 days a week from home when I was at General Assembly. As much as there might be policies per se, I think companies continuing to give some sort of flexibility or freedom, and not just for parents or not just for this, because they trust people, I think is really important.
Yeah, I agree. I think everyone needs at least one day to work from home. What I always remember earlier in my career is that my day would end maybe at like 6, but I would be working at home until 9, 10 o'clock because there was no time throughout the day in office to actually get the work done. And so by not having that at home separation from in office, there is no opportunity to like complete the work. And that's how people feel overworked because they're essentially doing two jobs, in-person meetings, but then all the work that comes from those meetings.
Yeah. And happy employees tend to give a lot more of their own personal time and value to an organization. Happy
Yeah.
employees just perform better. It's just true. Lauren, finally, anything else that you want to say or share with me to close out this amazing LinkedIn boss and now podcast interview? And thank you for being my first ever second time boss interview.
Thank you so much for having me. This was so fun.
I love it. Everyone should watch, comment, share. I really appreciate all the boss support. Tell me who you think you want to see next in the boss comments. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.